Welcome out to our Friday, September the 15th, 2017 meeting and public hearing for the district and county clerk. We'll start this morning by me giving an invocation and then we'll stand for our pledges. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity we have to be here today together as a commissioner's court. We're thankful for all those in attendance and all those that live in our county. This time we ask thee to bless Commissioner Gentry that she will recover quickly from her accident, and bless Commissioner Spencer while he's out on the road that he will return back to Upshur County safely. We're thankful for all those who work here and who serve and protect us, to protect us in our freedoms here and abroad. We're thankful for all those that sacrificed their lives on September the 11th as we commemorated that anniversary this week. We're thankful for thy son, Jesus Christ, and his atoning sacrifice, and we say these things humbly in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Let's take up the public hearings first. We have a public hearing or hearings on the Upshur County Clerk's Records Archive Plan and the Upshur County District Clerk's Records Archive Plan. Ladies, do y'all want to say anything? No?
I just want to say, I hope that you continue this $10 that you collect on every fee that filing in the office. It has allowed me to do things that needed to be done for a long time. But right now, what we're doing is we are scanning and indexing all our deed records from the very get-go. It's 333 deed books. So I'm happy and pleased to say that by the end of the year, those will be all downloaded into our new software and be available for searching on the website. Okay.
Ms. Bynne?
I believe I've already gave you mine, but basically we're still scanning, you know, the old files. And with the conversion issue, we have a lot of problems there with the older stuff not being converted over and having to go pull files from the law building.
Okay.
But we are still scanning, and let's see. We have 62 of the books we want to get restored. If, you know, we have enough.
Okay.
Yeah, right now we're just so short and overloaded with this loading.
All right. Thank you.
Anyway.
So the public understands that the district and the county clerk are required to file this preservation plan each year because of some fees that we collect when you have to file cases in their offices.
Yes.
So they have to, we have to hold this public hearing and we have to allow them to file this plan with the court.
Do you need another copy?
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Motion to accept the plan from the district clerk and the county clerk's archive plans.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gross under item 2, is to approve the Upshur County Clerk and District Clerk's Record Archive Plans. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. On our regular agenda, item 2 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
I'll second. Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Judge Fowler to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Payroll's approved.
Done, sir.
Yeah. Item D, are budget amendments?
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Burko to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. E, our accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burko, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. That's the only way they said that they would, if they received any insurance funds, they would be able to do this. Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, ETCOG interlocal contract for county 911 database maintenance, 2017-2018 annual compensation order for our auditor, assistant auditor, and court reporter, resolution number 17-009, City of Gilmer, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to approve as read.
I'll second that motion. Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Judge Fowler, is to accept those for recording as read. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those are recorded. Item three is here, annual report from Andy Jordan, road administrator. We're going to bring this back on our next agenda when we have all of the court here. Is that okay with you, Andy?
Yes, Judge.
All right. Item four is discuss and take action to void current contract with UniFirst and to approve the proposed contract with UniFirst. Andy?
I was not happy with the cost of UniFirst was giving us. I contacted them. They came up with some new vendors and suppliers. We carry the exact same uniforms. Just through a different vendor, we were able to save right at $4,000 under the contract this way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Burko to void our current contract with UniFirst and approve the proposed new contract. Those in favor?
Aye.
Down here and then sign on the next page. So initial it down here and then sign on the next page. We had to mark out Cole Hefner's name. That's what we're laughing about.
Makes me feel comfortable.
So I failed to make a copy of this. I'm going to put it in the record, and then can you get a copy of the record?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Item four is to discuss and take action to set sheriff's and constable fees. Our constables are happy with their current fees, and the sheriff is too.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Burko to set our constable and sheriff's fees as they are. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to record certification by county auditor of unanticipated revenue and adopt special budget for same. Andy sold a trailer in our sale. We got paid for it yesterday. That was $19,300, and he would like to have that in plant mix asphalt.
Motion to approve Andy's recommendation.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gross, to accept the auditor's certification of unanticipated revenue and to create a budget in plant mix asphalt for $19,300. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action under Texas Local Government Code 111.010C to authorize an emergency expenditure as amendment to the original budget to fund the insurance account. The insurance account is going to go almost $500,000 over budget, so we need an emergency expenditure of up to that amount to correct the budget this year.
Motion to approve that emergency expenditure.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve an emergency expenditure of $500,000 in the insurance fund. Those in favor?
Up to $500,000.
Up to $500,000. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Now, we want to make sure that we understand that at this point, unless we come back, this is an emergency expenditure from the general fund, and it's not a loan to the insurance fund. Everybody got that?
Yes.
It's not going to be a loan. Okay. Item 8 is discuss and take action to grant discretionary bidding exemptions under Texas Local Government Code 262.0244 for professional services for the doctor in the jail, and Section 262.0248 for jail food. The exception for the professional services was actually done in 2012. The sheriff found that after doing some research. And while we can grant the exemption for the jail food, we still have to bid it at a period specified by the court. So I was thinking 5 years. At minimum of 5 years, every 5 years. Are you okay with that?
I think last time we did two, but.
That's what I was thinking too.
I would think that you could come back and change it because it doesn't lock that vendor in. I mean, from their point of view, we're not committed to buy from them.
Okay. Sheriff.
5 years, what I suggested was 5 years because the commissary rebid it at 5 years. Yeah, it's something to be able to keep track of. But if somebody was to approach with the federal pricing on it, come back to the commissioner's court and get y'all to approve the open bids before the 5 years. The thing is, it just was not set when we needed to take the bid. The last time a bid was accepted was 2014, and I can't really find anything in the records that would show where the commissioner's court had ever set a bidding for the food. But if we went with the 5 years and somebody came in and said, hey, I can give you a better deal on jail food, then bring that before the commissioner's court, then we could approve, have it approved the open bids and start taking bids again.
And why not 4 years? Why five instead of four? What
well,
was the correlation?
Because the commissary is also rebid at 5 years, and it's an easy way to remember and basically.
It's been forgotten in the past.
Well, I was just thinking in terms of change of regime or something every 5 years as opposed to four, let's say. And
the other thing is 5 years, because if you do it at four, if you have a change of regime or whatever, you have a new sheriff come in, that'll give them time to re-evaluate what's going on and not set the contract so short that it's done every 4 years. So.
And I think as long as the vendor is aware up front when they submit their bids, you know, that it doesn't guarantee them 5 years worth of
right.
That I think
we're saying at a minimum, it has to be done at least every 5 years.
To be competitive, to have the pricing done. Because we do not have a locked in contract with anybody right now.
So the motion will need to be to grant the exemption for jail food and to set the bidding period.
At 5 years. I'll make that motion.
Yes. The way I worded it, I'm still kind of for that. Because I quoted the section, and it says that in it.
Did you make the motion, Doug?
Yes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, second by Commissioner Burka, is to set the exemption for jail food and set the bidding period for 5 years. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to ratify the property tax increase reflected in the FY18 budget. This is a technicality in the local government code that we didn't follow exactly the right way. But I'm going to let all the commissioners be here when we do this. It has to be done by September the 30th. You okay with that, Randy?
Yes.
All right.
So no action?
No action today.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, second by Commissioner Gross to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank y'all. Y'all remember Paula in your prayers.